讲清楚。感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督的圣名求的，阿门。我们过去已经用四个礼拜讲罗马书第十一章最后一节。
We have spent four sessions to preach on the last verse of chapter 11.
You know, 万物都是本于他。
Because all things are from him.
依靠他。
Through him.
归向他。
And to him.
愿一切荣耀归于他，直到永永远远的阿们。
May all glory be unto him forever and ever. Amen.
这句圣经到底告诉我们什么呢？
This word actually, what does it tell us?
这句圣经告诉我们万有的源头是神。
He said the source of all things is from God.
万有的归宿是神。
And the returning point also is to God.
历史的动能是神。
And dynamic of the history is God.
以及存在的根基是神。
The foundation of all existence is God.
是我们本身的存在。
So our existence,
从先天所领受的恩典。
From the inborn the grace of God,
以及我们存在以后的存活
and what we live after that,
也就是我们后天所得到的恩典
that is something that we earn in our life,
都不是本于我们
it is not through ourselves,
都是本于创造我们的主
but it is from our creator, our Lord,
我们不是属自己
then we do not belong to ourselves,
我们原是从他而来
then we come from him,
我们就归到他那里
and we must go back to him,
今天我们成了何等样的人都是主的恩典才成的。
Today it is by God's grace that become such a man.
所以这段圣经给我们看见万有的源头观。
So from this passage we see the doctrine of a source of man.
万有 the origin of everything. The 万有的归宿观。
And also the returning home of all things.
万有的存在观。
And also the doctrine of existence of all things.
万有的这一个恩典观。
And the theology of grace of all things.
万有的责任观。
So the theology of responsibility of all things.
我的存在不是没有方向的。
So then my existence is not without direction.
我的存在也不是没有责任。
My existence is not without responsibility.
今天有一天我都要站在这一位上帝的面前。
Because one day all I will stand before this God.
一个有这种观念的人。
When we have this concept.
他不能把他的生活用他自主的权柄去处理。
Then he will not deal his life with his own sovereignty.
因为他说有一位主在我生命之上。
Because there is a Lord above him.
他不但掌管我。
Not only can he control me.
他更管理万有。
Also in charge of all things.
就是他所造的一切
and all things created by him.
这样你的生命就严肃起来
so then our life is so serious.
今天我相信有很多的人他们对生命的真正的意义是模糊的
today I believe that many people are very vague in the meaning of life.
所以他们对生活的态度就变成随便的
and that's why their attitude to the living is so casual.
因为许多人对存在与存在之原先的根源是没有关系的
because to the existence into the origin of existence they seem that there's no relationship
所以他们在这偶存性中间没有以永存性的上帝发生关系
so then in this contingent existence as if there's no relationship with that incontingent God
God's existence is in contingent existence our existence is contingent
我们的存在是偶发性的
所以这个偶存性
偶存性的
同永存性之间如果没有一个真正位格际之间的交往
this contingent assistance and that incontingent assistance will come if there's no personal encounter
我们就以为自己就是自己的主人
then we think that we are our own master
这也是整个中国的文学为什么不能在全世界的文学的地位占最高的位分的原因
that was all the writing in China cannot occupy the highest position in the writings of all the whole world
中国产生了伟大的哲学家
China has produced great philosophers
特别是春秋战国诸子百家的时候
especially in the time of 春秋 and also the many of the schools of existing
战国 the war 这个什么战国叫做这个
the warrior period
the warrior period yeah那一段的时间你看见的是孔子列子庄子墨子孟子荀子等等这些这些
you see the other Confucian school that see many other schools they came into being
中国人出了许多伟大的诗人
there are many many great poets
特别是唐朝的无论是王维无论是李白杜甫白居易等等
especially during the time of Tang Dynasty whether Li Bai Wang Wei and also 杜甫
但是这些人的哲学跟文学
but all these people's literature and other philosophy
只有一个 horizontal relationship
只有横线的关系
没有 vertical relationship
没有纵线的关系
就人与人之间的关系
so it's only human relationship 但
人与神之间的关系讲不出来
but there's no clear explanation of man's relationship with God
所以我们最伟大的描写
so then our greater description
描写 大自然在我之外。
Only but to discern nature which is outside me.
最深入的了解。
And the deepest understanding.
了解心灵的感受在我之内。
Myself, my spiritual feeling within me.
在我之内的良心。
Within myself, there's a conscience.
在我之外的自然。
Outside myself, there's a nature.
使我建立了我与自然，我与我，我与别人的三重关系。
So it's established a threefold relationship: I with myself, I with others, and I with the nature.
那么整个中国哲学、中国文学缺乏了什么
？And the whole philosophy and the writing of Chinese, what is it lacking?
缺乏了我与神之间的关系。
It lack my relationship with God.
这就是圣经之所以能够成为最伟大的文学， and 超越所有人间的文化的原因。
And thus the Bible becomes the greatest writing that transcends all culture.
这样的保罗在罗马书第十一章三十六节里面。
And that's why Paul in Romans chapter 11 verse 6.
单单这一节的圣经。
On this verse alone.
已经超越了整个世界所有文学的概念。
It transcends all the concept summation of all the literature in the world.
所有所有中西古今哲学的思考。
Whether it is a thinking, philosophy, thinking of the ancient past and now even the future.
我们再念一次好不好呢？
We want to read one more time.
因为万有时本于他。
All things are from him.
依靠他。
From him.
归向他，愿一切荣耀归于他，
直
到永永远远。阿门，
阿门。
这个超时间、超空间的感悟，
This now understanding that transcends time and space,
把我们在暂时中间带到永恒的地步。
Bring us from temporality to eternity.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
我相信，如果你能明白十一章第三十六节，
I believe that you can understand chapter 11 verse 36.
你才有值得明白第十二章第一节。
Then you are qualified to understand the first verse of chapter 12.
所以这就是所有的基督徒都听过十二章第一节，但没有办法深入明白的原因。
And that's the reason why is that all Christians have heard about chapter 12 verse 1, but cannot fully understand.
我们就主啊，我要献上给你。
You say, God, I want to offer myself to you.
我献上给你。
I dedicate myself to you.
当作活祭。
As a living sacrifice.
求主也拿。
God accept.
然后在青年退休会，在教会的培灵会的时候，就吩咐人奉献自己做传道，为主而活等等。
Then you want to call the young people to dedicate themselves to be a preacher.
许多人就这样照着神仆人的吩咐同呼吁，他们走出来了。
So according to command and calling of the servant of God, then they come forward to dedicate themselves.
但是保罗什么时候讲这句话呢？
But Paul, where does he preach of God?
他是讲了十一章三十六节以后才讲这一句话。
It is after he expounded on the 11 verse 36, then he said this.
这样的这一句话不应该构成我们灵性里面的主观主义。
Then this statement shouldn't become the subjectivism of our spirituality.
这一节也不应当构成我们的整个思考记忆的中间，是我主动献给上帝的这种错误的思想。
It also cannot be harboring the concept or wrong concept. I myself taking as initiative.
是我奉献做传道。
It is I will dedicate.
是我奉献出来帮助上帝做工。
It is I will dedicate myself to have God's work.
我在教会里面的侍奉。
In the church, my ministry.
我在生活里面的奉献。
My ministry in life.
我在金钱上的贡献。
And dedicating my money.
都是我来帮助上帝。
It is I will have God.
这种观念使教会被上帝丢弃。
It is because this concept of church is cut by God.
这是以人为本位。
Because this using man as a center.
Anthropocentric.
Anthropocentric.
是以人为本位的。
Using man as a center.
是我奉献。
I dedicate myself.
是我贡献。
I dedicate myself.
是我帮助。
I help.
是我把自己交给上帝。
I give myself to God.
这些观念是非常错误的。
This is a very wrong concept.
所以我在我的教会里面说。
So in my church I say.
你们每个来这个教会一同侍奉上帝的人。
You come to the church to serve the Lord together.
You don't come to contribute.
你不是来贡献。
You don't come to help.
你不是来帮助。
因为上帝不需要你我的帮助。
Because God doesn't need you and my help.
上帝不需要你我来贡献。
God doesn't need you and I to contribute.
那我们来做什么呢？
Then what do we come
for? We all come to learn and come to serve.
我们来学习的侍奉。
只有这个正确的观念，
With this right concept,
保守我们继续不断过谦卑的生活。
They will keep us to minister in humility.
使我们继续不断过追求的生活。
They continue with press forward.
一个真正的谦卑，
A one who is truly humble,
不是体态的，
Not in the bodily form,
不是形式的，
Not in the form.
一个真正的谦卑是心智上永无止息的追求。
True humility comes from my attitude, whereby for our whole life we seek and search.
一个真正的谦卑是心灵深处永远把荣耀归给上帝。
True humility is that in our spirit we want to give glory to God always.
一个真正的谦卑是永远感到自己是不配的。
True humility is that all the time we feel that we're unworthy.
所以我们领受的一切。
That all things that we receive.
就是我们能交给上帝的。
That we can give it back to God.
都是因为他先赐给我们。
It is what He gave to us first.
Amen. 我们的奉献钱
then we can take our money.
你神先赐给我们
because God first gave us.
我们就口才讲道
we have the eloquence.
你神把这个口才赐给我们
because God gave me the eloquence.
我们就恩赐侍奉
we have the gift of service.
你神把恩赐分给我们
because God gave me a gift.
这样神是恩典的源头
then God is the source of grace.
我才能过一个谦卑的
then I can live a life of humility.
一个真正谦卑的人
the one who is truly humble.
做到最完全的时候还感到自己不够
when you make it the most perfect you feel that I'm still inadequate.
已经尽他的力量还感到自己不配。他把从神而领受的归回给神的时候
from what they receive from God, they give it to God.
他盼望神可以接受他所献上的。
He just pray that God will accept what he has given.
因为他从来没有把自己的东西献给上帝。
Because he has never dedicated what he belongs to him.
他献的都是从神而来。
Because all things are from God.
所以当Solomon建完圣殿把这个圣殿归给上帝使用的时候
So when King Solomon has completed building the temple and dedicated to God
他们怎样讲呢
What did he say?
主啊我们是献上的
Lord we dedicate
原是从你而来
That we belongs to you
啊，这个观念才是正确
This is the right concept
感谢上帝
Praise God
所以我们看罗马书第十一章三十六节
When we see chapter 11 verse 36
是使我们明白第十二章第一节真正的基础
allow is the foundation for to understand chapter 12 number 1
但是很可惜的一件事情
but the pity is
我从小直到今天几十年在教会里面
since young until today in the church
我看见许多传道人讲罗马书第十二章第一节的时候没有跟第十一章三十六连在一起
I see the many preachers preach about chapter 12 verse 1 but never related itTo chapter 11 verse 36.
今天既然我们在这里讲解罗马书
Since here we are expounding on Romans,
我们不要再重犯普通基督的肤浅
we don't want to commit the same mistake.
我们不要再继续传统宗教的错误
And also continue in the traditional mistake.
当这个主啊我知道我的一切从你而来
He said, Lord, I know that all things come from you.
我如今的存在是根据你的恩典依靠你而存活
Now my existence comes from you and so through you I exist.
我所做的所行的一切有一天都要归向你。
All that I've done, will go back, one day go back to you.
然后你再读第十二章第一节的时候。
Then only when you reach the 12th one.
你明白保罗怎么说。
Then you understand what Paul says here.
所以。
Therefore.
为什么这样所以呢
Why is it therefore?
因为你清楚了这件事。
Because you're clear about this.
所以我现在告诉你。
It's therefore.
弟兄们。
Brothers.
上帝的慈悲劝你们。
I beseech you in the mercy of God.
这一句话到底什么意思
？What do you mean by that？
既然一切的一切都是从神来
，Since all things are from God，
一切一切都要归向神
，All things will go back to Him。
一切的一切都是神的
，All things belongs to God。
那么神什么时候要用，他有绝对的权利。
So whenever God wants to use it, He has an absolute sovereignty。
他有绝对的主权
，An absolute freedom。
如果上帝都没有主权，请问谁有主权
？If God doesn't have a sovereignty, then I want to ask who has sovereignty？
我有神有绝对。绝对的主权。
Only God Himself, absolute sovereignty.
这个主耶稣对门徒说
，Like Jesus can tell the disciples,
你们去，必看见一匹的驴子。
You will go and see a donkey.
是没有人骑过。
Had never been ridden by anyone.
你把它牵过来。
Bring it.
如果有人问你说
，Somebody ask,
你为什么把这个驴子牵去呢
？Why is it you bring this donkey?
你只回答一句话。
You only answer this.
主要用它。
The Lord wants to use it.
大家说，主要用它。这个炉子有没有人的
？This donkey doesn't belong to anybody.
一定有人。
Of course.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为绑在那里。
Because it's being hung there.
你把它牵来嘛。
You bring it there.
那么这些门徒因为是耶稣啊，等下人家说我顺手牵炉子。
So how can I just simply take anybody's thing?
把人家的炉把它拿过来。
Taking people's donkey.
耶稣基督回答说什么
？This is the answer.
因为主要用它。
Because the Lord wants to use it.
真正的主人不是那个人。
Because the true master is not that person.
真正主人是耶稣基督。
The true Lord is Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督是创造。万有的主
because Jesus is the creator of all things
当我们把我们的生命奉献给主的时候
so we dedicate our life to God
没有什么骄傲
nothing to be boast
没有什么可夸
nothing to be proud of
没有什么功劳
no merit
没有什么等级
no cash
因为我们是把我们从神领受的带回到上帝面
because what we receive from God we just bring it back to God
既然是如此
since so
那么每一个人都应当奉献
that everybody shouldDedicate.
每一个人生命都应当属于主。
All's life belongs to God.
既然是应该属于主。
Since it should belong to God.
那么就不是献的。
Then it's not dedicating.
因为本来是他的。
God, it actually belongs to him.
保罗在这里用了两个很不平常的字。
And that's why Paul used a very two abnormal things.
第一个字是什么？我用上帝的慈悲劝你们。
I beseech you in the mercy of God.
为什么这句话呢
？Why this statement?
因为上帝不要 勉强的奉献。
God doesn't want to compel us to dedicate.
大家说一二三，上帝不要勉强的奉献。我每一次在布道会里面
，Every time in evangelistic meetings，
当奉献的节目来到的时候
，When it comes to time of dedication，
我就讲三句话。
I say three statements.
第一
，First，
非基督徒，请你不要奉献。
Non-Christian, please do not offer.
第二
，The second，
不明白奉献意义的人，请你不必奉献。
Those who don't understand the meaning of dedicating, don't offer at all.
第三
，The third，
反不明白奉献意义的，你不乐意的，你可以不奉献。
If you are not willing to dedicate, don't dedicate.
这三句话讲了以后，才可以开始举行奉献。
Only after this statement I say, then I will start to have even offering.
因为这是圣经的原则。
Because this is a biblical principle.
没有一个非基督徒有资格奉献什么。
There's no single non-Christian is qualified to dedicate anything.
因为他根本不知道上帝的救恩。
Because he doesn't know the salvation of God.
他也不知道上帝的主权。
He doesn't know the salvation of God.
他是一个外邦人。
He's a non-Christian.
所以外邦人一文不取。
To the Gentile will not take any sense from them.
第二
the second,
一个不懂什么叫做奉献的基督徒
The Christian who doesn't understand about offering.
虽然他的名称叫做基督徒
Even though it's called Christian.
他是礼拜堂堂徒某某会会徒某某宗派派徒是糊里糊涂
He's only but a member of a denomination of a church. He's a casual
Christian. 所以这些人不需要奉献
So he doesn't need to offer.
第三样
The third,
你不乐意奉献
If you don't offer it willingly,
神不接纳你的奉献
God will accept your offering.
所以你可以不必奉献
So you can without offering.
这三个原则清楚了
The principle will be clear.
那些奉献的人
Then those who dedicate.
他知道因为这是从神而来
You know because this is from God.
我是蒙上帝的救恩
I receive the grace from God.
我知道一切的一切归回给上帝
I know all things must return to him.
我甘心乐意献上
So willingly I offer.
这样上帝才接纳我们的奉献
Then God only will accept our offering.
当我26岁的时候
When I was 26,
有很多的教会请我讲道
The managers who invite me to go and preach
我还没有30岁以前有一次对16000个人讲道
Before even I was 30 there was one I preached 16,000 people
那一共有8天的聚会
8 days of meeting
第一天我去讲道
The first day when I went
有1000多人来
1000 came
第二天
Second
增加到3000
3000
第三天
The third
4500
第
五天
Fifth day
后来就8000
Then 8,000,
9,000,
9,000,
到最后16,000个人来。
And the last day was 16,000.
在八天的时间里面。
Thousand. And in 8 days,
上帝赐福使人一直带着越来越多，像流水一样进到广场里。
God has blessed so the people just coming like a water flowing in.
那么呢，不久以后呢
？And later on,
有一个教会呢，为了要建礼拜堂。
There was a church because they want to build a church building.
他们就去有钱人家里去募捐。
They go and ask for money from the rich people.
那么那些有钱人，有的基督徒，有的。不是基督徒
and some are Christians, some are not.
他们都不管基督不基督徒
say they, say we don't care.
只要有钱礼拜堂建成功就好
we don't care whether a Christian or non-Christian if you have money and then we can build our church
有一点像这个邓小平的无论黑猫是白猫只要会抓老鼠就是猫
like the 邓小平 's pragmatism whether it's a dark cat or white cat as long as they can catch the mouse they are catch
从基督教的眼光来看
from the perspective of Christians
邓小平的理论经验是这个检验真理的唯一标准是很肤浅的哲学。
And from Christians' viewpoint, this empiristic kind of proof of truth is very shallow.
所以我在台上就讲到了。
So I was preaching on topic.
你们有这样的办法。
So if you use this method,
你们拿到的钱建的礼拜堂不是礼拜堂。
Even the money you collected, you build a build church building, it's not a church building.
可能你建得到的钱建的。是另外一个东西。
Maybe the money you have collected build some other kind of.
我就用荷兰文讲了。
So I talk in Dutch.
荷兰文 kerk 是礼拜堂。kerk
is a church in
kerk.
kerk
啊，是礼拜堂。
church.
另外一种叫做 kerkhof.
kerkhof.
kerkhof 是什么
？You know what kerkhof in
kerk 是礼拜堂。
kerk is a church building.
kerk 就是英文的 church.
church
啊，是礼拜堂。
is a
那么
church building.
kerkhof 是什么
？kerkhof
就是英文的 churchyard。
Churchyard
什么呢？你不知道啊？在英国很多礼拜堂后面有坟墓，所以或者这边来，死在哪边去
？So there is a graveyard actually behind the church building. So you come from in front, you go from back.
我说你们不是建 kerk， 你是建 kerkhof。
I say that you're not building a church building, but you're doing graveyard.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为你主是死的。
Because your Lord is a dead Lord.
你在建一个大坟墓。
So you build a big graveyard.
如果你的主是活的。
If your Lord is a living God,
为什么你向教会的仇敌或者反对教会的人拿钱
？Why is that you ask money from those people who are against the church?
因为你不信你的主是活。
Because you do not believe that your Lord is a living Lord.
今天我们一定要明白奉献的意义是什么。
Today we must understand what the meaning of offering.
那么这段圣经告诉我们，保罗说：“弟兄们。”
So this man said, brothers,
你们要信。
You must offer.
保罗不是对非弟兄讲。
Paul is not talking to the non-Christian.
保罗是对弟兄讲。
But telling the brothers.
谁是弟兄呢？
Who are the brothers?
那是得救的人。
Those are saved.
那是信主的人。
Those are believing.
那是有生命的人。
Those have life.
在基督里面我们服为弟兄。
So in Christ we are brothers.
我们都成为上帝的儿女。
Also children of God.
所以保罗是奉献是对弟兄的劝勉。
So for this offering, Paul's exhortation is to the brothers.
这是很重要的事。
This is important.
因为我们是弟兄。
Because we are brothers.
我们领受了主的生命。
We receive the life of
Christ. 我们在主的家里面。
Also in the home of the Lord.
我们懂得怎么样奉献。
We know how to dedicate ourselves.
第二样。
The second.
保罗说我用上帝的慈悲劝勉。
Paul said in the mercy of God.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为用神的慈悲感动你奉献。
Using the mercy of God to touch you to offer.
不是用神的权威命令你奉献。
Not using the authority of God to command you to offer.
我再说，用神的慈悲感动我们的奉献。
Using the mercy of God to touch you to offer.
不是用神的权威来逼迫我们的奉献。
Not using the authority of God to press you to offer.
这样奉献一定要出于甘心。
So dedication must come from willingness.
奉献一定要出于感恩。
It must come from thanksgiving heart.
奉献要明白神的爱激励我。
It must because you understand God's love constrain me.
上帝慈悲感动。
His mercy touch me.
神的慈悲。
God's mercy.
不是神的公义。
Not his righteousness.
神的爱。
Love.
不是神的威严。
Not his authority.
神的感动。
Not his touching.
不是神的吹鼻。
Not his forcing.
那是使我们甘心情愿的献上。
But willingly we offer ourselves.
所以弟兄们
so brothers,
我以上帝的慈悲劝你们
in the mercy of God, I beseech you,
将身体献上
offer your body,
我们一谈到奉献很多人就讲又要钱了又要钱了
people want to talk about offering so you want money.
圣经讲的奉献跟钱没有直接的关系
the offering talk about in the Bible has no relationship with money.
所以请你注意
pay attention.
当罗马书提到献上的时候
when the book of Romans mentioned about offering
不是指钱的问题
not talking about money.
我们不需要太过敏
We do not have to be too sensitive.
我们不需要因为我们的钱太重要
We do not feel that our wealth is important.
上帝说天下所有的金银都是我的
Because God said all the gold and silver belong to me in the whole world.
当上帝要把钱赐给教会的时候
When God wants to give money to the church.
这是非常简单的事
This is very simple.
当上帝要把钱收回的时候
When God wants to take me the money.
最大的富翁一天晚上可以完蛋
The millionaire for one day you will turn to be a poor
man. 钱没有什么可以夸口的
Nothing to boast on the money.
所以耶利米书说什么呢
So Jeremiah said
有钱的人不要因为你的钱财夸口。
You who are rich don't boast because they are riches.
有权柄的人不要因为你的权势夸口。
Those who have power do not boast because of power.
有知识的人不要因为你们的知识夸口。
Those who have knowledge do not boast because of knowledge.
你们夸口要因为耶和华夸口。
When you boast, you want to boast because of Jehovah.
后来保罗在这个哥林多前书第一章的最后一段引用了这句话。
And that's why Paul in 1 Corinthians 1 verse chapter 1 he says.
他说夸口的人要指着主夸口。
He who boasts must point to the Lord and boast.
我其实很不明白这一节的意思。
Initially, I do not understand.
什么叫夸口指着主夸口？
What does it mean when you boast, we point to the Lord and boast?
我们夸口的时候呢？
When you boast,
常常指着比我们更低的人夸口。
We boast for those who are lower than us.
你算什么？
Who are you?
你在高中毕业
You are not
a graduate
from high school
这学博士
He's PhD
你算什么
Who are you?
初中毕业
Only,
你算什么幼稚园毕业
Kindergarten
那么你只做别人夸口的时候
When you point to other people
因为你有比别人更高的地方
Because you have something higher than
that 但是保罗说要指着主夸口
But Paul said
you point to the Lord 当你指着主的时候
When you point to the Lord
敢不敢夸
Boast.
有一个可夸的、啊、
Anything to boast?
你就自卑感到不知道面要放在哪里
So you feel that it's so inferior
所以要指着主夸口你就知道你毫无可夸
So when you point to the Lord and boast you find that there's nothing for you to boast
因为神太大了
Because the Lord is so mighty
神太伟大了
So great
神太丰富了
And so rich
神太有智慧
And so wise
甚至保罗用最讽刺的口语讲这样的话
That's why Paul used the richest language
你以为上帝愚笨吗
You thought God is foolish.
上帝的愚笨比人更智慧。
The foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom.
上帝的软弱比人更刚强。
The weakness of God is stronger than man's strength.
所以人夸口的时候
，So when men boast,
你指着主夸口，你就知道你毫无可夸。
When you point to the Lord and boast, you find that you have nothing to boast.
所以保罗在这里说，你们要用上帝的慈悲思想自己。
And that's why Paul said that with the mercy of God, you have to think about yourself.
我有上帝的慈悲劝你们。
So with the mercy of God, I beseech you.
将身体献上。
Offer your bodies.
那么当你献的时候。
So when you offer.
你不是献金钱。
You're not offering wealth.
因为金钱的奉献。 只奉献你们很小的部分。
Because money is only for a very minor kind of offering in offering.
罗马书里面讲的奉献都不是指到金钱的。
In the book of Romans, you talk about offering, it doesn't talk about monetary offering.
那么罗马书提到的奉献是奉献。
So what kind of offering is this?
是对主权的承认。
And also the acknowledgement of sovereignty.
对主权的承认。
The acknowledgement of sovereignty.
交给应当得做的。
And give it to those who deserve.
用谦卑的态度献上。
With a humble heart, want to dedicate.
这是对主权的承认。
And also the acknowledgement of the sovereignty.
人在神面前最可爱的态度。
And the best lovable attitude of man before God.
To submit our freedom before the sovereignty of God.
把我们的自由在神的主权来降服。
主啊，我的自由是你给的。
Not my freedom is given by you.
我把自由放在你的自主的下面。
So I want to submit it under your sovereignty.
主啊，我的恩赐是你给的。
My gift from you, God.
我把我的恩赐放在施恩的主那边。
And also want to give my gift back to the Lord who gave it.
因为你配得这一切。
Because you deserve all this. 所以
罗马书提到奉献的时候。
So the book of Romans talk about offering.
他们第六章提到这个事情。
In chapter 6, say that.
第二章、第十二章再提到这个事情。
And also chapter 2, chapter 12 also say that.
那为什么第六章提奉献的事情？
Why is chapter 6 talk about offering?
你还没有信主以前。
Because before you come to believe.
你曾经把肢体献给罪做奴仆。
You offer your body to be the slave of the sin.
肢体不是身体。
And the limbs.The part of our body.
你把你的肢体献给罪做奴仆。
You dedicate your part of your body to be the slave of the devil.
你的口
and your mouth
是罪的奴仆。
It becomes the slave of
the devil. 你的眼是罪的奴仆。
And your eyes also.
你的手是罪的奴仆。
Your hand also be a slave of sin.
你的脚是罪的奴仆。
Your legs also.
你身上所有的肢体
all the parts of my body.
All the organs in your body have been submitted to sin.所以你就做罪的奴仆了。
So now become the slave of sins.
当你得救以后呢
？When you're saved,
你知道我是主宝血买回来。
You know I'm redeemed by God's blood.
我要在我的身子上荣耀上。
So then in my body only glorified.
这样我这个眼睛已经分别为圣。
So this eye has been sanctified.
从罪的地步变成义的地步。
From sin become righteousness.
我罪人的地步变成义人的地位。
From the position of a sinner, I become a righteous man.
我的眼睛应当为义做奴仆。
So my eyes now should be the slave
我的手、我的口、我的脚、我的身体、我的思想、我整个的身体应当归义。
My hand, my lips, my limb, all things must be dedicated to righteousness.
所以保罗说
，That's why Paul says,
你从前将把肢体奉献给罪做奴仆。
In the past, you offer part of your body to be the servant of sin.
如今你要把你的肢体奉献给义。做义的奴仆。
But now, so also this organs you must offer it to be the servants of righteousness.
你的一个人顺从谁，就做了谁的奴仆。
Because whoever you submit yourself, then become his servant.
从前你不顺从神。
In the past, you never submit to God.
你抵挡神。
You go against God.
反抗他。
You oppose him.
你拒绝他。
You reject him.
你冷待他。
You also in different ways.
因为你以为你自己是主人。
You thought you're the master.
其实从来没有一个人在最终自己做主人。
No one ever in sin becomes his own master.
他酒的是酒的奴仆。
When you drink, you become the slave of the.
抽烟的是烟的奴仆。
When you smoke, you become the slave of the cigarette.
吸大麻的是大麻的奴仆。
The one who take ganja also becomes slave of ganja.
赌博的是赌博的奴仆。
The one who gamble becomes the slave of gambling.
找妓女的是妓女的奴仆。
The one who goes to the prostitute becomes the slave of prostitution.
说谎话的是非真理的奴仆。
The one who lie becomes the slave of nonsense.
所以你从来没有自由。
So we never have freedom.
我曾经对你们讲过了。
I've told you before.
康德的哲学里面说。
In Kant's philosophy.
自由不是我要做什么我就做什么。
Freedom is not I do what I want to do.
自由不是说我要做什么我就可以做什么。
That I want to do what and I can do it.
如果我要做什么就可以做什么。
If I can do what I want to do.
这个叫做自由的话。
If that's freedom.
那么请问野蛮是什么？
What is savageness?
野蛮也。野蛮 barbarianism 不是
savage
那么野蛮是什么呢
what is barbarianism
野蛮也是我要做什么就做什么对不对
barbarianism meaning I want to do what I want
对不对呢好现在我举一个例子啊
so I want to tell you
我要做什么就做什么
whatever I want to do I do it
这个叫我的自由
it's my freedom
我要做什么就做什么
I can do what I want to do
那我自由了
so I'm free now
但我的自由把它推下去了这是很没有礼貌的事情。
But my friend, I put it now, I'm human.
对不起，对不起啊。
I'm sorry.
那我做这例子的时候。
So when he makes the example.
我的自由变成他的不自由。
Then my freedom becomes his infreedom.
我的自由变成抢夺他的自由。
And I snatch his freedom.
所以康德说这个不是自由。
So then Kant said this is not freedom.
这种自由跟野蛮是一样。
Because this freedom is like a savageness.
所以自由。
So when you have freedom.
不是。
No.
我要做什么。
What I want to do.
就做什么。
I want to do.
大家说一二三。自由， 哎，什么什么什么，你忘记讲一个波，你就更自由了哈。一二三，自由不是，不大声一点好不好？一二三，自由不是，记得啊。下个礼拜给你考书啊。
Next year, catch it.
那么自由是什么？
Then what's freedom?
自由是我不要做什么。
Freedom is if I want to do, want to do anything.
我就有能力不做什么。
Then I have the power not to do.
大家说一二三，自由是我不要做什么，我就有能力不做什么。那这个康德的思想有没有漏洞呢？
Kant's thinking, is there a loophole?
其实还有漏洞。
Yes, there is.
因为他的什么什么都是中性。
Because what is all neutral.
我要做什么？
What I want to do.
我不要做什么？
What I want to do.
都是我主动，什么是中性的？
I take the initiative and that's neutral.
所以耶稣基督的话才是真正的定义。
But then Jesus gave the right definition.
耶稣在约翰福音第八章三十四节告诉你。
In John chapter 8, verse 34, Jesus said.
我实实在在告诉你。
Truly, truly, I tell you.
所有犯罪的。
He who sins,
就是罪的奴仆。
He is a slave of sin.
大家说一二三，所有犯罪的，就是罪的奴仆。耶稣没有说犯什么的，就是什么的奴仆，不这样讲。
Jesus never said what you sin, then you become the sin.
What you want to do, 不是 sin. 你无论你是要什么，你就什么，不是说什么。
It doesn't say that what you want to do, you can do what you want to do.
你犯罪
When you sin,
这是直接提到那个题。
Mention something
就是 negative 错误的行动
the wrong action
那么你就是罪的奴仆
then you become the slave of sin
根本没有中性的存在
so there's no something called neutrality
康德的定义很伟大
so the definition of Kant is great
但是康德的定义还有漏洞在其中
but there's a loophole
因为他总以为人在中性的中心
he thought that man is in neutrality
人可以做好
man can do good
可以做坏
man can do bad
耶稣基督说所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
But Jesus said that those who sin is a slave of sin.
那么康德的自由是什么呢？
Then what's the freedom by Kant?
还是自我为主的。
You use it anthropocentric.
当我不要做什么。
If I just don't want to do anything.
有能力不做什么。
I have the power not to do.
那叫做自由。
That's called freedom.
耶稣不是这么讲。
Jesus did not say that.
耶稣在约翰福音第八章三十六节告诉我。
In verse, in chapter 8 of John verse 36.
我有天父的儿子叫你自由。
If the Son of God set you free,
the Son of Father,
the Son of Father, in heaven set you free,
叫你自由，你才真正的自由。
Then you'll be truly free.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
我是教哲学教了三十多年。
I've been teaching philosophy for more than 30
years. 我把所有哲学家最重要的话跟圣经比较的时候。
When I compare the most important statement of philosophy to the Bible,
你发现犯罪以后最聪明的头脑想出来这里都有漏洞。
You see that after one has fallen into sin, that whatever thinking comes from best mind also there's a loophole.
Because it's a fallen reason.
因为是堕落的理性。
Even the best,
最好的
the most genius,
最有天才
still cannot avoid from the effect of the fall.
还是不能够避免这个堕落的后果。
所以耶稣基督的话语
So the statement of Jesus
才真正把我们带到真理的里面
truly bring it into the truth
感谢上帝
praise God
那么尚且我们现在再次用康德的思想
and now let us still use the mind of Kant
我不要做什么
what I don't do
我有能力不做什么
I have the power not to do
这个叫做自由
that's called freedom
请问现在吸毒的人有没有很多人知道吸毒错了
now the one who now take drugs do they know they're taking drugs
是不是啊有没有很多人知道错了啊
are they maybe who know it's wrong
他对自己说
But he, they tell himself,
我不要吸毒
I don't take drugs anymore.
有没有能力不吸毒
Does he have the power not to take?
没有办法
No.
为什么呢
Why?
我不要你
I don't you.
都说你不要我我要你
But he doesn't say you don't me, I want you.
你抽烟的你我不要抽
When he smoke, he say, I don't smoke anymore.
烟说你不要我我要
The secret say you don't me, but I want you.
当人发现罪存在的
So when men discover that sin exists,
当人揪到自由被罪捆绑的时候
And realize that freedom being bound by sin,
愿意离开的时候
When you want to leave the sin,
他们的知识没有办法化成行动
Their knowledge cannot be transformed into action.
No transforming power.
不能够转变
没有什么力量 you know to what you behave
你知道的道你要行动
这就是罪的权柄捆绑我
That's why the sin's power don't bind us
求主可怜我们
Pray God have mercy on us
所以保罗现在告诉我们
So Paul now said
你们献上自己
You must offer yourself
献上自己
Offer your body
就是对主权的追认
the acknowledgement of sovereignty.
主权的降服。
And a submission to sovereignty.
主啊，我不是属于。
Lord, I do not belong to myself.
主啊，我是属于你。
Lord, I belong to you.
现在我把自己交托给你。
Now I dedicate myself to you.
愿你用你的权柄在我身上施行。
Let your sovereignty exercise upon me.
用你的能力来改变我。
Your power change me.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
请你注意第六章跟第十二章什么分别
What's the difference between chapter 6 and chapter 12?
你说一样的
Is it the same?
都是讲奉献嘛
Talk about offering, offering
第六章献上自己
Chapter 6 say offering your bodies
十二章说献上身体
Offering your bodies
到底一样不一样
Is it the same?
不一样
No
不一样在哪里
What's the difference?
第六章是祭物一个一个的献上
Chapter 6 is offering by part by part
但是十二章是完整整个身体的献上
Chapter 12 is the whole offering of the totality
十二章是一件一件行为的献上
Chapter 6 is offering conduct by conduct
生活上的奉献
And also the dedication of life
十二章是生命上的奉献
And by then the dedication of life is the
肢体献给上帝
We dedicate our part of body
主啊我把眼睛献给你
My eyes I offer to you Lord
从前我爱看不三不四的事
In the past I don't I see things with the
Lord 如今我也正视你的真理
But now I want to pay attention to the truth
主啊我从前耳朵听不三不四的事
In the past Some of you, I listen to anything.
我要听真理的事情。
But now I'm listening to the truth.
主啊，我从前我的手做不对的事情。
In the past, my hand do wrong things.
如今我的手要帮助人，要扶持人，要建造人格。
Now I'm to use my hand to build up personality.
主啊，我的从前我的脚走错路。
In the past, my leg went wrong way.
如今我把我的脚献给你。
Now I offer my legs to you.
这是肢体的奉献。
So then that is our organ.
肢体的奉献是局部的奉献。
It's a partial offering.
肢体的奉献是部分的奉献
So the offering of limbs are partial offering
肢体的奉献是一个一个行为的奉献
It is offering part by part one by one in our conduct
那么在数学的定律里面
So in this mathematical terms
The totality of all parts still never can bigger than the totality
那么这部分的总和不能够超过这个整体，
所以整体一定比局部加局部加局部还更大。
So the totality must be bigger than the part plus part plus part。
当保罗讲到第十二章的时候
，So when Paul speaks in chapter 12，
讲了总体论的问题。
You talk about totality。
那总体论什么意思
？What about totality？
你今天犯罪。
Today when you sin,
你今天行为不检点。
Today when you're no good, you're conduct.
今天偏行己路。
Today when you're away,
因为你不知道整个身体是上帝。
Because you do not know that totality of a body belongs to God.
整个身体不是你的。
The whole body do not belong to you.
所以你回家去的时候
，So when you go back,
你照住镜子看看自己。
When you face a mirror and look at yourself,
从头顶到脚尖
，From the head to the toe,
从上到下。
From up to down,
你看看你自己
，Look at yourself.
当你对自己说
，Then you tell yourself,
你是谁？
Who are you?
你这个身体是谁的
？What is this body? Who belongs to?
你整个身体是重价买来的。
Your whole body is redeemed with a high price.
这是保罗后来在哥林多前书告诉我。
And that's why in the First Corinthians Paul says,
因为你们的身体是重价买来的。
Because your body is redeemed by a very high price.
所以你们用你们的身体荣耀上帝。
So with the body, want to glorify God.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
我整个的人
，my whole person，
不是我。
Not my myself,
我整个的身体
my whole body,
不是我的
it doesn't belong to
所以这个身体应当献给上帝
so this body must be offered to God,
因为这个身体是主的
because it belongs to God,
所以把身体交给主
so I'm to give myself to
God, 让神用他的主权来使用我这个身体
like God use his sovereignty to use my body
让神用他自己的权柄
with his power
来管理我所有的肢体
and also to be in charge of my whole body
这个叫做身体的奉献
that's called the dedication of the body
看到这里
but it's about here,
我要请大家注意所有宗教对身体的看法与基督教的看法不同的地方在哪
I want you to pay attention to what kind of view of religions to body as to the Bible.
请问你喜欢你的身体吗
Do you like your body?
喜欢吗
Do you like your body?
啊喜欢吗
Do you like your body?
你不好意思回答啊
You feel ashamed to answer?
你的身体是整个宇宙最美的艺术品你懂吗
Your body is the biggest art piece in the whole universe.
The supreme art.
The supreme art.
In the universe. 是最美的东西
The most beautiful.
但是很奇怪，这么美的东西，为什么要把它包起来
？But strange enough, why is a beautiful body want to cover it up?
我的男孩子两岁就不敢在众人面前换衣服了。
You know, my boy at the age of two, he doesn't change in the public.
没有人叫他。
Nobody teach him.
要游泳的时候。
When you want to swim.
我说，那么你去穿泳衣吧。
I say take a swimming trunk.
他我一定到那边去穿，他就跑掉。
He said, I'll go then.
跑到酒店里穿，没有人告诉他。
No one ever told.
为什么面皮可以晒太阳？
Why is it it can shine with the sun?
但有一些部分不可以晒太阳。
But some part cannot.
为什么很多地方给人家看得很自然
？Why is it many parts people see if you're natural?
有的地方不可以给人家看。
But some part not.
为什么呢
？Why?
没有人会解答。
No one can Nobody.
除非你酒，你到创世纪第三章你才知道。
Unless you come into chapter three of Genesis.
衣服跟文化绝对不能分开。
Clothing and culture cannot be separated.
所谓文化
，when you talk about culture，
就是遮盖这一个荣耀的身体。
It is to cover the glorious body.
因为羞辱已经进到人性里。
Because shamefulness come to our nature.
羞辱进到人性。
Shamefulness come to our nature.
把荣耀过去。
So glory is snatched
away. 荣耀的亏欠叫做罪恶。
So the lacking of glory is sin.
这是罗马书第三章伟大的定义。
Romans chapter 3 gives that definition.
奥古斯丁后来把它发挥到超过所有的文化。
And that, this Augustine developed to surpass all culture.
我今天不讲这个事情。
I'm talking about that today.
但请你注意刚才那句话。
Pay attention to the statement.
如果人体是最美的艺术品。
If body is the best art piece.
人体一定要遮盖起来。
So you must cover it.
这表示人体已经有了一个错误的东西正在影响我们。
Meaning that in body there's a wrong thing that influences us.
没有一个不穿衣服的民族叫做有文化的民族。
No single race that never put any clothes is called
culture. 但每一个民族。到最高的艺术的时候都画人体。
But then every culture when it comes to the highest part of their culture, they draw our naked body.
你奇怪吗？
所以是谁？
所以呢 ，Michelangelo， 文艺复兴后期最大的三个艺术家之一。
In the Renaissance, the greatest painter is one of them. Of three.
最大的艺术。
His greatest art.
在雕刻方面。
In sculpture.
有摩西。
Moses,
有大卫
David,
有耶稣
Jesus,
这几座千古不可能被随便超越的雕刻品
and this sculpture piece that cannot be surpassed in the history
他的绘画
his painting,
有 Sistine Chapel 最后的审判还有我们的列祖的故事那是伟大的人体像
the last judgment the patriarch stories all are great bodies paintings
当他画完了以后呢
after the painting
他不说图画家米开朗基罗
He said he didn't say the painter or artist or Michelangelo.
雕刻家米开朗基罗。
He said the sculpture, Michelangelo.
因为他的心对雕刻的注重超过对绘画的注重。
Because his heart emphasized more on sculpture than painting.
人家问他说的最伟大的艺术是什么
？People ask him what's the greatest art.
他说最伟大的艺术就是人体。
He said the greatest art is our human body.
当他26岁的时候
，When he was 26,
他雕刻了圣母玛利亚。把耶稣从十字架上拿下来，最后一次抱住他，才让他被放在坟墓里。
So he have this sculpture of the, this Mary carrying Jesus' body when he's taken down and then laid down to be buried.
For the final time,
the final time
before his burial. 那么这个呢叫做 Pietà，
这是个 Pietà，
这近前的悲哀。
So the
圣母的痛苦
，sorrowfulness，
把这个孩子抱在
身上 ，the sorrow of the Holy Mother carrying the son。
抱的时候呢？
When she carried the son,
手插在耶稣的这个手的下面
，and the hand put in the armpit.
那么从十字架刚下来，刚刚死不久的耶稣
，the Jesus was just taken down from the cross.
身体还是软的
，the body still soft.
所以这个体重压在手上，这个肌肉凸出来的地方，给你看到那个真正是真正地心吸力跟人的重量之间的平衡最伟大的东西。
So when the body weight rests upon the arm, then you can find the working of the balances of the gravitational pull.
当他画 Sistine Chapel 的时候
，When he was drawing the Sistine Chapel,
三百多个人体
，about more than 300 bodies.
几乎不画山水
，He doesn't draw mountains,
不画房子，不画背景
，or background.
人家说为什么你专画人体
？They ask him why you are drawing bodies.
最高的艺术就是人体。
The highest art is human body.
人体要表达的艺术什么艺术
？What kind of art human body want to express?
你说今天那些黄色小说也是人体。
You say pornography also express.
那些不好的电影也是人体。
And also those are
blue film.
Blue film also express body.
这是完全不一样的事情。
But all these are different.
因为当一个人意念邪恶的时候
，Because when a man has a filthy
照的那是淫秽的照片，
而所以 those filthy photos
下流的电影
，there's a low class
所显明的根本不是艺术，是罪恶。
Manifesting not art but sin，
上面是真正艺术家画人体。
But when true painters are drawing true bodies，
说重点不是刺激人产生性欲的爱好
，is emphasis not to stimulate our sexual desire，
而是给人看到神创造的奇迹。
But to see the wonderfulness of God's creation，
那么一个人没有穿衣服，跟一个雕刻没有穿衣服不同的地方在哪？
Man who is naked and a sculpture doctor who is naked, what's different?
一个人没有穿衣服给人看见，马上羞得不得了。
A man who is naked, people see, then you feel so shameful.
一个雕刻没有穿衣服，大家看他很自然。
But when a sculptor without putting any clothes,
他也不会遮，也不会不好意思。
He won't cower, he won't feel shameful.
更不会逃走。
He won't run away.
他就在哪里给你看。
And he's there for you to see.
所以当你到博物馆去
，So when you go to the museum,
你欣赏艺术的时候
，When you appreciate art,
你是看见那个没有受罪恶以后产生的羞耻感遮盖的真正人性的自然。
You will see the true nature on expression of nature of humankind, which is not we put the shame about our sin of fallenness.
所以呢，达芬奇对艺术下一个定义。
So Da Vinci gave a definition of art.
艺术是什么呢
？What is art?
The action of the spirit.
是灵的动作。
这个跟阿里斯多德的观念不一样。
So this different from Aristotle's opinion.
阿里斯多德的观念说什么呢
？Aristotle's opinion is
艺术是 imitation of the nature。
这个艺术乃是智人的模仿，
但是呢，达芬奇说不是。
达芬奇 say no，
艺术是这个心灵的行动
，is the action of the spirit，
the action of the spirit。所以当你看伟大的图画的时候
，so you see great painting，
从眼睛，从体态
，eye from posture，
你看心灵里面的动作
，you see the action of the spirit，
你就看见艺术了。
Let us see art。
好，现在我们把这件事情连起来谈。
So when they connect with this，
人的身体如果是最高的艺术
，man's body is the highest art。
那我们的身体应当放在什么地方
？Then where should we place our body？
我们应该怎样看我们的身体
？How then would we look at our body？
我们中国人对身体的看法是什么呢
？The Chinese how do they view our body？
臭皮囊。
Well, it is a rotten leather.
我们是一个臭皮囊。
Rotten leather.
这个是 rotten leather bag. 皮囊嘛，
yeah,
一个袋子嘛， yeah. 是吗？所以这个臭皮囊有什么价值呢？
It's a rotten leather bag.
所以呢，你欺负人的时候，
so when you bully people,
把他乱打，
so you beat them,
怕打的人，
the one who
跪下求饶，求命，
ask for forgiveness.
要求命。赦免我，饶我。
Forgive me。
所以呢，中国人呢，在皮这个问题上就变得很没有价。
So upon this skin, there's no value for with us。
马克思的一个老师叫做 Hegel。
Karl Marx has a master called Hegel。
年老的时候讲两篇东方的文化。
When he was old, he talked about the Oriental culture。
一篇专讲中国人的哲学。
One special talk about the Chinese
一方面
philosophy。
第二篇专讲印度的哲学。
The second about Indian。
我看完的时候呢
，After I read that，
我发现赫格尔比中国人更懂中国人。
I find that Hegel understands Chinese more than Chinese understand Chinese。
赫格尔比印度人更懂印度人。
And Hegel understands Indian more than Indians understand Indian。
他说中国人的很可怜。
Is China so pitiful?
中国人无论多老，要打就可以打。
No matter how old they are, they can beat.
所以中国人用体罚来解决问题。
We use the body punishment to solve problems.
中国人人性就失去尊严。
So our human nature has lost our dignity.
我看了很气。
I was very angry with that.
中国人这样来描写中国人。
Because that's a German describe a Chinese.
但我不能不承认。
But I have to acknowledge.
中国人从上面。
The Chinese from top
一直到下面
to down，
就用体罚来执行公义。
Using the physical punishment to execute their command，
为这个身体的价值。
So to the value of body，
只有孔子说，夫发受之以父母。
Only Confucius said our body or hair inherit from our parents。
不可随便损害它。
I cannot simply hurt it。
我要保守我们身体复发的完美。
I must keep the perfectness of our body and our hair。
但是整个中国历史中间呢
？But from the whole history of
身体到底有什么价值
？What's the value with our body？
是一个臭皮囊的看法。
It's just only a rotten thing。
佛教的看法。
What are Buddhists？
印度教的看法。
The Hindus view。
身体是什么
？What's the body？
身体不过是一个暂时的躯壳。
Only but a temporal this vessel。
所以呢，我们的灵魂暂时居住在这个里面。
It's a place where also temporary
dwelling。灵魂转到别的身体去的时候。
When our this spirit leaves and go to other place。
这个叫做投胎在世。
When it reincarnates。
这个叫做六道轮回。
Reincarnation。
那么除了这个思想以外，希腊有同样的事情。
The Greek also have this same thing。
也就是祖先五百多年的时候。
Also 500 years before Christ。
有一个人叫 Pythagoras。
Pythagoras。
毗达哥拉斯比佛教的教主释迦牟尼更迟几十年。
Pythagoras
比较迟。
Because Pythagoras a few years, a decades later than the second meaning.
到底是不是他受过印度的影响？
Is it that he had been influenced by Hinduism?
我不知道。
I don't know.
但我个人把文化跟历史剖析的时候，
But when I analyze this culture history,
我发现祖先六百到祖后六百这一千两百年。 是宗教名雅最重要的事情。
600 years before Christ and after Christ, this 1200 years is the most important thing about culture.
1600
年 ,600 years before Christ,
东方的宗教兴起。
The Oriental, the rise of Oriental culture.
主后600年
,and 600 years after that,
阿拉伯的回教兴起。
The Arabic culture rise.
这1200年中间
,this 1200 years,
产生了一些伟大的宗教思想。
Produces some great religious thinker.
主前600年以前
600 years before Christ,
主后600年以后
,600 years after Christ,
我们看见都没有太重要的东西。
We see that not much thing important.
除非神把启示放在圣经。
Other than God has put a revelation into the Bible.
其他所有的宗教都受圣经的影响。
And all other religions have been influenced by the Bible.
那么现在我提到这三个文化。
So when I talk about these three cultures,
佛教的文化
Buddhist culture,
印度教的文化
Hindu culture,
还有毗达哥拉斯的文化
and the Horus culture,
他们说身体是什么呢
What does it say about body?
身体是一个监牢
Body is a prison.
所以身体呢把灵魂绑住了
It has imprisoned our soul.
灵魂说我要这样
The soul says I want to do this.
身体说我不能让你那样
The body says I cannot let you do that.
我们里面哀叹
So we are sighing.
我们痛苦
We are sorrowful.
我要做的我做不出
What I want to do, I cannot do it.
我不要做的你明明做出
What I want to do, I did it.
这个身体使我的灵魂受伤受死
So then this body is imprisoned and injured my soul.
所以他们产生一句话叫 Soma Sema.
Soma Sema.
希腊文里面 Soma 什么意思呢
What do you mean by Soma in the Greek?
Soma 的意思就是身体
Body.
Sema 什么意思
Sema.
Sema 的意思就是监牢
Prison.
所以这句话总合起来
，which means
the body is the prison of the soul.
身体是灵魂的监狱。
身体是灵魂的监牢。大家说，身体是灵魂的监牢，这是希腊哲学所归纳出来的。
So that is a conclusion coming from the Greek philosophy.
有这个思想影响到苏格拉底。
So this thought has influenced Socrates.
连苏格拉底都相信这句话。
Even Socrates believed that.
所以他说什么呢
？What did he say?
我死的时候
，When I die,
我不过是转移到别地方去。
Only by transmigrate to other place.
我离开这个身体。
When I leave the body,
过一扇门
，And I went through a door.
跑到永恒那里去。
I go to eternity.
然后从那边再回来的时候
，From there when I come back,
又变成另外一个身体。
I come another body.
所以苏格拉底跟柏拉图都有这种。毗达哥拉斯的观念
Socrates and Plato have this Pythagoras thinking
就是阴阳轮替
That is the interchange of the yin and yang
从这个世界
From this world
死了到那个世界
When I die I go to that world
从那个世界
From that world
投胎再到这个
Then I reincarnate to this world
所以这些观念是人的观念
So these are human thoughts
像个圣经给我们看到不一样
Bible allows us to see differently
所以呢当保罗讲身体是上帝的殿的时候
When Paul said the body is the temple of God
这句话是历史上最大的革命
This is the greatest revolution in the whole history
Our body is the temple of God 大家说 Our body is the temple of God No one ever said that
没有人曾经就讲过
历史上从来没有人这样讲
In history no one ever said that
没有人可以这样讲
No one can say that
没有人曾经这样讲
No one has ever said that
没有人敢这样讲
No one dare to say that
没有人有资格这样讲
No one is qualified to say that
中国的文化
Chinese culture
印度的文化
Hindu culture
巴比伦文化
Babylonian culture
埃及文化
Egyptian culture
罗马文化
Roman culture
希腊文化
Greek culture
波斯文化
Persian culture
这些古代最伟大的文化
All these great ancient culture
从来没有想到这个地方
Never had thought that
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear sister,
你不要做一个呢被所有人看不起的基督徒
You don't be a Christian despised by many people
你要使所有的人恭恭敬敬尊重因为你所知道的比他们更超越
You want to have all people to honor you because what you know transcends all their knowledge
我看见基督教现在有两种形式
I see a Christian have two kind of form
一种是自己不追求自己的宝贝都不知道做了一个人人看不起的基督徒
The one is that they have their own treasure, they don't know about own treasure, people despise them.
另外是尽量为主发光，为主荣耀，使全世界最聪明的人都尊重我们的基督。
The second is that they strive for the light of God so that the highest intellectual would honor us.
你要做哪一种啊
？Which kind you want to belong?
第一种啊，第二种啊
？The first or second?
啊
？First or
第二种
？The second.
那像你这样会做第二种吗
？Like you, can you become the second time?
会不会啊？
Can you?
你说差不多了
Maybe.
因为我比别人好，别人都不要来嘛。
Because I'm better than others, because people don't want to come here.
我来听了，每天听一点一些，我越来越聪明。
Every time when I come, I listen, I become more intelligent.
当保罗的时代
，Paul's time,
他所知道的
，What he knows,
远远超过所有当代的哲学家。
transcend all the philosophers of his contemporary.
你明白吗？
You understand?
今天呢？
Today?
别人有一点学问。
People have a little bit of knowledge.
我有一点点的，我就很高兴。
I have a little bit, I'm glad.
我们什么时候才让世界最有智慧的人不敢再夸口，降服在上帝权柄？
When will we cause the most intelligent of the world to submit to God?
当我提到以慈悲劝人。
When I mentioned it, I beseech the mercy of God.
我告诉神不是要勉强。
God doesn't want to force you.
献给你们什么？
This is the word.
把身体献上。
Offer your body.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
是神的主权的承认。
It's the acknowledgement of God's sovereignty.
那么把身体献上。
Body that you offer.
你对身体的看法是什么？
What's your view on body?
希腊人最高的身体的思想，身体不过是灵魂的监牢。
The highest concept of the body in the Greek is that the body is a prison of the soul.
是灵魂的累赘。
Or is the baggage of the soul.
灵魂的重担。
And also the heavy load of the soul.
是使灵魂永远叹息不止。
So that the soul continue to die.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible says.
不是的。
No.
我们的身体是上帝的殿。
Our body is the temple of God.
所以今天你回去看镜子的时候。
So today when you go back and look
at the mirror. 你看自己的眼睛。
Look at the eyes.
你看自己的鼻子。
Look at the nose.
你看自己的脸。
Look at the face.
你看自己的身体。
Look at the body.
这就是上帝的。
This is the temple of God.
上帝住在我里面。
God dwells in me.
所以我把圣灵荣耀彰显出
来。So I glorify God.
上帝在我里面。
But God in me.
我把上帝的能力彰显出来。
I manifest the power of God.
上帝在我里面。
God in me.
我把上帝的公义彰显出来。
I manifest the righteousness of God.
上帝在我里面。
God in me.
我把上帝的本性彰显出来。
I manifest the nature of God.
我是上帝的殿。
I am the temple of God.
保罗说，这殿就是你们。
Paul said, this, you are the temple.
你们就是上帝的殿。
You are the temple of God.
你们的身体是圣灵居住的地。
Your body is the weapon the Holy Spirit dwells.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
所以你把你的殿献出来。
So you dedicate your temple.
让包当所罗门把圣殿建好以后，
When Solomon completed the temple,
他献给上帝，
He dedicated to God.
他讲什么话？
What did he say?
上帝啊，
Lord,
天以天上的天都不够你居住，
The heaven and the heaven of heaven will not be enough to dwell you.
何况人为你造的殿宇？
What a man only building a temple.
上帝不造人为他做的殿宇。
God doesn't want to join the temple man.
上帝不需要被框在一个小的建筑里。
God need not to be confined.
世界最大的礼拜堂。
In the biggest church building.
最大的宫殿。
The biggest palace.
都没有资格献给上帝。
But qualified to be dedicated.
上帝啊， Lord, 天以天上的天，
heaven and heaven heaven,
都不够你居住。
You will not be enough to dwell.
天与天上的天两层天。
The heaven and heaven heaven.
不够上帝居住。
Not enough to contain God.
那么上帝在哪里？
Then where's God?
在三层天的上面。
The third heaven.
所以呢，所罗门提到两层天。
And Paul, Solomon mentioned the second level of heaven.
保罗后来提到三层
天。Then Paul mentioned the third level.
三层天我听见隐秘处的声音。
In the third level of heaven, I heard the mystical.
从来没有人。
No one has said that.
这样了解上帝居住的是什么？
So must understand the dwelling place of God.
上帝居住的光明中间。
God dwells in the light.
有人不能靠近的。
Man cannot come close.
有人解释三层天。
Some interpret this three levels of heaven.
就是这个 atmosphere 空气的天。
The first is the atmosphere.
从地球上面。
From the planet of the earth.
大概有160公里。
About 160 kilometers.
围着我们。
Surrounding us.
这有一个气层慢慢稀薄，稀薄到。最稀薄也就完全没有了。
That's because the atmosphere become thinner and thinner and thinner, and then it disappeared.
这个叫做 atmosphere.
That's called atmosphere.
第二层的天，
the second,
就是神所造的诸天。
There's a heaven of heavens.
所有的天体，
all,
所有的星球运行。
All the heavenly bodies move.
这是有形的天。
There's a heaven with form.
大到一个地步。
So great, so big.
几乎没办法算清楚。
As if it's infinite.
啊，今天不讲天文学。
We're not talking about astronomy.
但是第三层天的，
the third heaven,
就是超乎这非受造的天。
That transcends physical world,
not created. 那就是神自己的所在。
God's own dwelling place.
所以所罗门说，天与天上的天都不够你居住。
So Solomon said, heaven and heaven and heaven.
何况我们建造这个殿宇。
How many earths building only a temple?
那个奇妙的。
But strange enough,
上帝乐意的住在我们。
God is willing to dwell in us.
所以呢，当他献殿以后呢
，So after he dedicated the temple,
圣经说什么
？The Bible says,
耶和华的荣耀就充满整个圣殿。
The glory of fill the whole temple.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
所罗门的时代
，Solomon's time,
耶和华的荣耀充满整个圣殿。
Jehovah's glory fill the whole temple.
到大概400年以后。
400 years later,
300多年以后
，300 years later,
以西结的书信给我们看见
，Ezekiel allows us to see,
耶和华的离开，有没有离开他的殿
？The glory of God left the temple.
从圣所到圣所
，from the holy to the holies, then the holy.
从圣所到外院
，from the holy to the court.
从外院直到门槛
For the call now
to the threshold and
to the east,
知道山上,
and to the mountain,
也就离开他去了,
and he left.
当上帝的殿离开, 上帝的荣耀离开上帝的殿,
when God's glory left also the temple of God,
不久以后,
later on,
我们整个以色列民族就被掳掉,
the whole Israel been captured.
这个图画告诉我们什么?
This picture tells us,
神虽然知道我们不配,
even though God knows that we're unworthy,
我们没有资格,
we're not worthy,
但是你真正奉献的时候,
when we truly dedicate yourself,
甘心与我们同在,
as though he is willing to dwell with
甘心住在我们的中间,
he is willing to dwell among us.
这是耶稣基督,
Jesus,
这个智慧的位格,
through the personhood of the wisdom,
the personhood of wisdom, 这是全本圣经一次一章的圣经提到,
only once in one Bible mention,
就是在箴言书第八章里面,
Proverbs chapter 8,
他是上帝创造万有时候的工程师,
he is the engineer when God created the whole world,
但他乐意住在 人的地球上,
but he is willing to dwell in man's planet, praise God.
当耶稣到世界上来的时候,
when Christ came to the earth,
他是欢喜快乐来到人间,
willingly come to the earth,
甚至住在马槽台里面,
he went to in a manger,
因为那个地方为他预备,
God, there was place prepared for him.
今天我们奉献也是如此,
today when offer ourselves the same,
主啊我知道万有从你来,
though I know all things come from you,
万有依靠你,
to you,
万有归向,
and to you,
也一切荣耀归给你,
may all glory be to you.
Amen. 当你讲完这句话以后,
when I say this,
如今我知道万有都是你,
now I know all things are,
我这个身体呢,
this body,
也是你,
also you,
主啊我把我的身体献给,
so I dedicate myself to you,
因为你的慈悲感动我,
because your mercy touched me,
我把我的身体献给,
I give up my body to you.
上帝说呢,
Lord say,
我就进到你心中,
I come to your heart,
我就住在你身上,
I dwell in you.
这个叫以马内,
that's called Emmanuel,
什么上帝与我们同在,
God is with us,
上帝与我们在，上帝进到我们的身体里，
when God come into our body,
这个就是圣灵永远住在你心中，没有离开。
There's Holy Spirit dwelling in you eternally or never leave.
上帝住在我们里面，
God dwelling in us.
这就罗马书第8章第9节， indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
Romans chapter 8 verse 9, indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
神的灵住在你们中，
God's Spirit indwell in us.
人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
Without the Spirit of Christ, man does not belong to Christ.
圣灵住在我们里面，
but Holy Spirit indwell in us.
永远不离开，
forever and never.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们把我们的身体献上，
because we offer our body to him,
成为活祭，
become a living sacrifice.
最后一点，
last one.
为什么在这里说成为活祭？
Why say living sacrifice here?
我们再读一次好不好？
One more time we read.
所以弟兄们，我以上帝的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作什么？活祭，是圣洁的，是上帝所喜悦。你们如此侍奉，也是理所当然。请你注意，今天我要讲最后一句话，
and I say last statement.
就是什么呢？你们把身体献上，当作活祭。
You offer your body as a living sacrifice.
请你回答我。
I said it.
全本圣经罗马12章第一节以前有没有出现过活祭这两个字？
Before this Romans chapter 12 verse 1, is that this word living sacrifice ever appear in the Bible?
有没有？有没有？ 你不敢说有，也不敢说没有，不是因为你谦卑，是因为你怕答错了。
Not because you're humble, because you didn't answer.
然后给唐牧师指出来，大家看着你不好意思。
Then you feel
shame. 有没有？有没有？照我所知道的。
What I know?
没有。
No.
没有活祭。
No. No.
为什么？
Why?
所有祭都是死。
Because all sacrifices are dead.
献祭不可不死。
Because when you sacrifice, you must kill.
祭就是死。
So sacrifice means dead.
死才是祭。
Dead only it can become.
如果献祭后来没有死，就叫做逃祭逃走了。
If you sacrifice is not dead,
对不对？ 主啊，我把这个羊献给你。
Lord, I dedicate this lamb to you.
那么你闭着眼睛求主耶呐。
So you close your eyes.
闭着眼睛真的找个求主耶那羊看看，糟糕，我要死了。
When you bring this lamb, I'm going to die.
他马上跑掉。
If you run away.
等你眼睛开起来，没有羊了，
open your eyes, no more lamb there.
那么这个祭没有死，
so the this lamb is not dead.
就不是祭的。
It's not dead.
So so-called sacrifice must die.
So 献祭一定是死的。
献祭一定要死，大家说。
Sacrifice must die.
所以没有活祭的。
There's no living sacrifice.
一定是有死祭。
It must also be dead.
而且还没献上以前。
Before dedicating.
先杀。
First kill.
献祭的时候
and when he dedicate,
就摘了这个羊把它献给上帝
and dedicate to God,
一定是死祭。所以保罗是不是在一天讲错话呢？
Will Paul make a mistake then?
或者有新的发明呢？
Or was there a new invention?
或者是新又的东西？
Or something new in the New Testament?
这个为什么叫做活祭呢？
Why call it a living
sacrifice? 你把身体献上当作活祭。
Offer your body as a living sacrifice.
很多青年人不懂。
Many young people don't know.
主啊，我为你奉献。
Lord, I'm dedicating myself to you.
我就是为你死，我也甘愿。
Even to die for you.
主啊，我要为你死。
God, I want to die for you.
主说，我不要你为我死。
The Lord said, I want you to die.
因为为我死比较容易。
But easier to die.
我要你半死不死，没有死。
Half dead, I want you.
好像死又没有死。
Look at dead,
没有死又要死。
Dead, but then you die.
这样不死不活几十年才死。
And also only the half dead, and then later you die.
那个容易。
That's easy.
死祭容易不容易啊？
Is it easy?
主啊，我奉献给你。
God, dedicate myself to
you. 主啊，我被你使用。
I want
为你死，我也甘愿。
I'm willing to die for you.
你奉献以后，
when you dedicate
yourself, 一枪打开了。
Now a bullet came and you die.
好了，以后坟墓就写下来。
And then there's a tomb.
某人奉献以后就被枪打死了。
So and so, offer him die, he was killed by bullet.
他勇敢为主牺牲。
He was brave to sacrifice for the Lord.
下一代所有青年的好榜样。
So become a good example for all young people.
我告诉你，那种祭很容易献。
It's easy to make this a sacrifice.
不容易献的是什么呢？
What is difficult is
献了以后，
after you dedicate yourself,
还有几十年才死。
And a decade before you die.
因为这几十年呢，
and this decade,
要活很辛苦。
It's a life,
要死
it's difficult to die.
要死死不掉。
You cannot die.
要活没有力。
You want to live without strength.
要死还没有到时间。
And die your time is not up yet.
那这个半死不活，不死不活，又死又活，半死半活，也死也活，这个叫什么？
So this life without dead or dead without living is difficult.
这个叫做活的死祭。
That's a living sacrifice.
Living
dead sacrifice.
That sacrifice. Living sacrifice. 你献祭的时候，
when you dedicate yourself,
要存这个心。
You must use this
mentality. 为主活，
and to live for God,
直到我为主死，
and you die for Him.
这个甘心的生活叫做活祭。
This a willing life is called living sacrifice.
为什么写罗马书的时候，
Why when you wrote this Roman,
已经没有死祭，
no more dead sacrifice.
请你注意啊，
pay attention.
犹太人献祭，献祭，献祭，到主后七十年没有了。
The Jews make sacrifice, 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 but 70 AD, there's no more sacrifice.
七十年，不是 70 AD.
70 AD. Oh, AD. After Christ.
Oh, AD. Oh. 70 AD, 就没有祭。
And no more sacrifice.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为提过将军烧耶路撒冷。
Because General Titus, when he burned the whole Jerusalem,
整个圣殿把它烧掉。
The whole temple was burned.
把圣殿里面东西都搬走了。
All they can remove from the temple.
祭司很多被杀死。
And the priests have been killed.
所以从主后七十年到今天的2002年。
So since the 70 AD until today.
犹太人没有圣殿。
The Jews don't have a temple.
没有祭司。
No priests.
没有献祭。
No sacrifices.
没有祭物。
No sacrifice.
没有祭坛。
And there's no altar.
没有祭司。
And there's no priests.
没有祭司。
And there's no this alive or killing.
七十年。
70
到2002年。
AD until now.
保罗要预备基督徒，你们不要走那条路。
Paul and prepare Christians don't walk that way.
你们那条路以后是没有了。
Because that way is a dead end.
但是上帝对献祭的心的教导，现在告诉你。
But then to the mind of teaching, God's mind, I want to teach you.
你们是活祭。
You are living sacrifice.
不再是死祭。
No more dead sacrifice.
死祭是旧约。
Because dead sacrifice belongs to the old testament.
活祭是新约。
Living sacrifice belongs to the new testament.
死祭是动物的。
Dead sacrifice comes to animals.
活祭是基督徒。
Living sacrifice is Christian.
死祭是被造为人服务的更低层次的牺牲。
The dead sacrifice is coming from those animals created for man, but it's of a lower category of life.
活祭是为神的荣耀被造来服侍上帝。
But living sacrifice is created by God for His sake and to serve Him.
从死祭到活祭。
So from dead sacrifice to a living sacrifice.
这个改变就从旧约到新约。
So the change from Old Testament to New Testament.
从死祭到活祭。
From dead sacrifice to living sacrifice.
这个改变从牛羊到得救的人。
And from the lamb and the cow become the saved Christian.
真正把死祭改成活祭的是谁？
The one who changes things from dead sacrifice to living sacrifice.
耶稣基督。
It's Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督。
Jesus.
做了上帝的羔羊。
He became the Lamb of God.
为我们死。
For sake to die.
他是最后一个死祭。
It's the last dead sacrifice.
在十字架上。
On the cross.
真正死了。
Truly die.
真正舍命。
Truly,
真正流血。
Truly, she's blood.
看啊，上帝的羔羊。
Look at the Lamb of God.
除 除去世人罪。
Take away the sin of man.
这是最后一个真正的实际。
This is the last true sacrifice of living.
第三天。
The third day.
耶稣复活了。
He said resurrected.
得胜死亡。
And also was victorious.
得胜罪恶。
And death.
得胜上帝的审判。
And also overcome the curse of God.
得胜律法的咒诅。
And also the curse of the Lord.
得胜魔鬼。
Overcome sin.
得胜黑暗的权势。
Overcome the power of death.
上帝复活以后。
And resurrected.
教导我们。真正在他新生命中间荣耀上
glorify him,
感谢上帝
praise God,
现在没有实际
no one did sacrifice,
只有迫切
only living sacrifice,
所以罗马书第12章第一节告诉
That's what Romans chapter 12 verse 1 says,
你们既然明白万有是本于他依靠他归向他
since you know that all things are from him through him and to him
而你自己也是本于他依靠他归向他
and you yourself also is from him through him and to him
那你
you,
就不是你的
Not belong to you.
你要把自己身体献上。
You must offer your own body.
不是出于勉强。
Not compelled.
出于甘心。
A willing.
不是神的威严。
Not God's power.
是神的慈悲。
By His mercy.
不是因为神的逼迫。
Not because He forced us.
是因为神的爱。
But for God's love.
所以保罗说，弟兄们。
For the brothers.
我以上帝的慈悲劝你们。
I beseech you in the mercy of God.
身体献上。
Offer your bodies.
当作活祭。
As a living sacrifice.
希望你肯不肯。
Are you willing?
从今以后
Henceforth,
为主而活
Live for him.
你整个身体属于主
Your whole body belongs to him.
主啊
Lord,
你是我身体的主
You are the Lord of my body.
我的身体是重价买主
My body is redeemed by high price.
身体是你圣灵的殿
My body is the temple of your Holy Spirit.
我不让魔鬼在我心
I don't want to have Satan to be in me.
我不让罪恶在我身上
Not the sin in me.
我不让黑暗的势力控制我
Not that the darkness power control me.
我把身体献上
My body I dedicate to you
当作活祭
as a living sacrifice
直到我为你死的那一天
until that day when I die for you
我好好为你
and to live for you
你愿意吗
are you willing
你愿意吗
are you willing
我们回答我们的主
let us answer our Lord
我们低头祷告
let us bow our head and pray